Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're startup or like Trudy Jean Evans, our good friend Trudy Jean Evans, celebrating 15 years of her own business, her small business. Wherever you are in that time continuum, we've got something that will help you there that you can read or listen to or watch, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Trudy Jean is the author of The Pied Piper Principle. Her company is The Raven Group, and she is helping people, the CEOs of businesses, as well as the management, put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Trudy Jean, congratulations again on 15 years. Thanks for hanging out with us. You've been with us over 9 years. One of the things that I know you help companies with in your business, and that I know that you practice in your own business, is having an awareness of the importance of values. Would you talk to us about that?
You know, today it seems like more and more companies are understanding that they need to define their own core values. I have a really good client in South Florida. It's called eBuilder, and they are a construction program management software company, and there are two brothers that own it, John and Ron Antevi. And they build their company around their core values. In this company, it happens to be integrity, teamwork, innovation, and responsiveness. But they're not just words. What we've incorporated there is we do, from the moment we start to screen a candidate, we ask behavioral interviewing questions against those core values. Those core values then are measured. They have critical measurements of success the first 90 days on the job to make sure that the employee matches the core values before they match skills and talent. Mm-hmm. And then they carry that through. We've got a management series leadership training course that we're putting in place, and it's all, again, built around those core values. They have what they call e-mentors, which are like ambassadors that take the new employee under their wing, and they're constantly reinforcing the core values. So, and this is just one of many. I mean, I work with a hospital that does that.
This transfers, this whole thing transfers on many levels to the customer, doesn't it?
Oh, you know what? As a matter of fact, last week I had the pleasure of attending a user conference from eBuilder, and they had their customers around, and all the customers kept doing is walking up to Ron, the president of the company, and saying, Ron, where do you find all these great people? Mm-hmm. Because they were meeting his employees, and they wanted to know what his secret was.
And see, that is a branding moment.
See,
folks, this is how small business owners demonstrate brand. It's not this. They don't have Nike swooshes and Coca-Cola's logo. They have these employees who deliver the who are mentored and who buy into the company values because it's good, and then they convey that and deliver that to the customer, not only with quality work, with quality relationships.
Well, and why? Let's think about this for all the small business owners that are out there listening. This is a company that is now at 75 strong employees. They're going to probably top out at maybe 80 or 90 by the end of this year. He's growing 30 to 40% every year in revenue, which I don't even think sometimes he realizes what he's doing because he has built such a great organization. But it's all because he's got people, and his key word is you've got to execute. You can have all the great plans in the world, but you've got to have people that execute. And once he started to build it around those core values, he just continues to see record growth, but really nice retention, not a lot of turnover. The people that turn over end up being people that really didn't fit the culture.
And with that kind of a reputation, when he needs new employees, he doesn't have to go looking for them. They're lined up out the door.
You're exactly right. In fact, more and more we're asking the employees, who do you know? Who's someone just like you? Because we want another one just like you.
And we have to say this, Trudy Jean. Everything we're talking about, and I mean everything we're talking about, that this company did to accomplish what they've done, what we just chronicled, what Trudy Jean just told you about, cost them nothing.
Thank you. Thank you,
not
Jerry.
Not a penny, not one red cent did the company have to spend. All they had to do was understand the power of values.
You're absolutely right.
And have the right ones.
And have the right
ones. Because there are bad values, too.
No, but it, you know what? It has to start with CEO. Anytime anybody
absolutely
hires me to brainstorm core values or implement a core value culture, I will not do any work with them unless I have the top. Because if the CEO doesn't have a passion about what they believe in and let that drop down into
yep
the organization, and then I go the opposite and I take the bottom of the organization and I push it back up, and finally when it meets in the middle, you've got a culture change. But it has to start with the business owner.
And this is how you get to these milestones, folks. 1 year, 5 year, 10 year, 15 year, pass it on to your children, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you're
you know,
absolutely
right. The thing that's interesting to me, Trudy Jean, is that with all the technology, all the social media, all the fancy stuff we have, real, true, abiding success still comes back to human beings dealing with human beings, face to face.
You're absolutely right. Because you know what? All McDonald's is a name and it's a hamburger, but it doesn't do anything unless somebody makes that hamburger.
That's right.
So you're absolutely right. No matter who they are, whatever the company is, you're only mm-hmm as good as your people.
And face-to-face, Trudy Jean, is the original social media. Can we have your website again, please?
It's theravengroupinc.com.
We've missed you. Come back sooner than you did this last time. It's been a few months. Come back again real soon. Congratulations on 15 years. I'm really proud of you.
Well, listen, thank you very much, and same to you in next month when you'll be celebrating the thing.
We'll see you next time. Trudy Jean Evans, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day, I promise. And I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.